or I'm not going to vote for that guy, you say, and you're agreeing with him?
Neither would I.
Okay. The part of your head above your eyes, what do you call that?
Part of my head?
Above your eyes.
Forehead.
Okay. You go to a barber to have him cut your what?
Hair.
The man, Mike, he grows hair on his face. It's called what?
Beard.
All right. Where the old storekeeper used to keep his pencil and wouldn't be using it?
Behind the ear.
Okay, behind which ear?
Well, I suppose the right hand, you put it behind the right ear, and left hand behind the left ear.
Okay. If someone's mumbling, you say, take the chewing gum out of your...
No.
You've got a, let's see, he's got a bone stuck in his... All right, farther down.
Foot.
Okay. You wear a tie around what?
Neck.
You had a dentist look at your...
Sure. No, how did
dentist.
I knew you were going to work on the way down. I was going to come. Uh-huh. Dentist work at, look at your teeth.
And he wants to fill one?
Two.
What's the flesh around your teeth called?
Gum.
Okay. In plural?
Gum.
Which do you call it? Do you say my... What hurts?
My gum. And my pen, the whole mouth, all my gum mouth is like in a certain section of my gum.
Okay. You could hold that baby bird in the of your hand.
Palm.
He got mad and doubled up his.
Good.
He got really mad and he doubled up both his.
Good.
Any place where you can bend your finger of your hand or your arm or so what? The upper part of a man's body is his.
Perfect.
He's got a broad
shoulder.
It's lower down than that.
Chest.
Okay. What about a woman? The upper part of a woman's body would be lower.
Chest, a breast.
You might measure the height of a horse by how many?
Hands.
Okay. And you have a left and a right.
Hand.
A little what?
Hand.
Okay. I don't know if we can hear you. I don't know.
Fair.
Okay, stumbled over a box in the night and fell and bruised my what?
Knee.
A little lower than the knee. What's that bruise?
Shin.
Okay. Back part of the thigh is about midway between the knee and the buttocks. What?
Back part of the thigh.
If you're squatting down, you might say you're squatting on your...
haunches.
Okay. Did I describe it correctly, or would you call it something else?
I wouldn't call it anything, probably, but I know what you're talking about.
Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
sleepy. No, what's
he's been sick.
Sick.
He's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Oh, they say puny, or...
What do you say?
Sick. No,
I'm a little sick. Person who's been lift heavy weights is what?
Muscle man.
You might say he's big in...
strong.
Okay. When a person is very easy to get along with?
Compatible.
All right.
Friendly.
What about if you had a horse? You might say he's...
a horse?
What kind of horse? It's a pleasant horse or a...
broken in.
All right. How about a person who's always a smile on his face and never loses temper? You might say he's mighty...
friendly, patient.
Okay. If somebody's... let's say a boy's in his teens, and he grows very tall, he doesn't fit anything, he's not very graceful, he's always stumbling, you might say he's...
clumsy.
Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you might say he's a plain...
twat.
Okay. What about another name? You might say that...
He's making mistakes.
All right, you might say he makes a what out of himself?
Fool of himself.
Do you use that term?
Yeah.
Is there any negative connotations?
No. Well, no.